Hunter Biden judge, appointed by Donald Trump, donated to Hillary Clinton. By Wendell Hasebo on June 27, 2023. The judge overseeing Hunter Biden's plea deal next month was a Trump appointee and donated to both Republicans and Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, according to Federal Election Commission, FEC, records. Hunter Biden, who is set to plead guilty to two federal tax violation charges and one violation of gun laws, will appear in a Delaware federal court on July 26 before Judge Mary Ellen Norica. Norica was a 2017 Trump administration nomination. Both Delaware Senators Chris Coons, DITA, and Senator Tom Carper, DITA, approved her nomination in August 2018. Coons is a co-chair of President Joe Biden's 2024 re-election campaign and a close Biden confidant, both hail from the same state. According to FEC records, Norica has made a number of donations to both political parties over the years amounting to $15,500. The judge donated to Hillary Clinton's 2008 campaign, the New York Post reported. Between 2005 and 2014, Norica donated $15,500 to candidates across the political spectrum, per Federal Election Commission records. Those donations include $5,200 to Senator Tom Cotton's Republican Arkansas 2014 Senate campaign, $5,000 to Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign, $2,300 to John McCain's presidential run in 2008, and $1,000 to former Senator Rick Santorum, ARPA, in 2006. On the Democratic side, Norica donated $1,000 to Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential campaign and $1,000 to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee in 2009, according to the FEC. Legal experts told Breitbart News that the charges against Hunter Biden will likely not result in jail time. Hunter Biden's lawyer indicated in an interview with MSNBC that all additional allegations of wrongdoing alleged by Republicans could not ever be brought against the president's son if the plea deal is accepted by the judge. The conclusion of the investigation might create new problems for Joe Biden, though. Legal experts told Breitbart News that Hunter Biden could be compelled to testify before the House Oversight Committee without the right to invoke the Fifth Amendment. In addition, the plea deal prevents Joe Biden from claiming his son is innocent, and the administration will have fewer excuses to stonewall Congress about an alleged cover-up in the DOJ. Related, watch, IRS whistleblower speaks publicly for first time, says DOJ intervened to slow walk Hunter probe to benefit him. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.